With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Health officials have now confirmed 92 whooping cough cases in the Missoula area.
This is definitely the biggest outbreak that I have seen in my decade plus of working in public health.
That's Cindy Farr, Missoula City County Health Department Infectious Disease Office Supervisor.
I believe the last time we had a big outbreak was back in 2012, 2013, and it was a little less than a quarter of the number of cases that we have right now.
Farr says the confirmed whooping cough or pertussis cases range in age from preschoolers to teenagers. Initial symptoms range from low fever to runny nose and a mild cough, but if that cough gets more persistent, patients are urged to seek treatment immediately. Farr says local public health nurses are doing their best to keep up with the suspected pertussis cases and follow up investigations, but need a little extra help right now.
I always say that, you know, when it's a sprint, we can handle it. When it turns into a marathon, we need to call in some extra help. We're pretty much in a marathon now, so we're hoping to hire an additional 4 to 6 full-time nurses that we can dedicate specifically to pertussis follow-up.
Farr predicts whooping cough cases will start to decline once school gets out for summer. According to the state health department, 176 cases of whooping cough were reported statewide earlier this week. More information about either pertussis in the Missoula area or those job listings for nurses can be found at mtpr.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.